the party line team. 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. W-I-L-O. This is WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Hey Liz, can you believe there are still some people buying their gold, silver, and platinum bullion from the internet?
That's pretty amazing, Jeff, especially considering that prices here at Vierks Fine Jewelry always beat both local as well as the big online guys. We don't have shipping fees, and in most cases, you get the precious metals immediately.
Bars, rounds, bags, eagles, buffaloes, maple leafs, Krugerrands, Morgan and Peace dollars, and much, much more.
Not to mention rare, key date, and collectible coins from the U.S. and around the world, many of which have been graded and authenticated by PCGS and NGC.
Whether buying, selling, or trading, you will always benefit from Vierks' unrivaled years of experience and expertise.
If you need expert appraising, Vierks Fine Jewelry has both of Lafayette's only International Society of Appraisers and Coin Roundtable members, and we are also fully USPAP compliant.
All of your coin and precious metals needs under one roof.
Proudly serving the Mid-North Indiana area for over 75 years, corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Vierks.com.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
The holidays are here, and all your friends and family are getting ready for the most wonderful time of the year. Even though dodging patches of ice is never fun, it can't put a damper on our spirit. That's because at Encompass Credit Union, they're glad they've been able to share in so many of your holidays since their founding in 1953. Being a part of your community and your financial future is the best gift they could hope for. So be sure to visit EncompassCU.org to become part of their family. Thanks for coming, elves. I've called this meeting because I don't know what to get Santa for Christmas this year.
Mrs. C, TC Trailers has everything Santa loves. They have over 300 trailers on the lot, a fully stocked parts store, and in-house repair shop. They even offer financing.
And did you know TC Trailers carries e-bikes and mopeds? Santa would love an e-bike for the off-season.
They carry barns and sheds, too. Santa was looking for a place to store more reindeer feed.
East of Frankfort, Estate Road 28 and 29, or tc-trailers.com.
If you're not pulling a TC Trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678. And put the life back in life insurance.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
The online telecast of the WILO Party Line at HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by Ellis Jewelers, Ye Old Spirit Shop, 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, and Day and Genda Funeral Home on HoosierlandTV.com for WILO.
Thank you, Todd, for that. We appreciate it. He just said all the Hoosierland TV sponsors, so we will leave it at that. And yeah, a little John Mellencamp. We had to have a little Indiana flavor in there this morning. We also want to thank our sponsors, the WILO Party Line, sponsored by BooneCountyDailyNews.com, local news source for Lebanon and Boone County, and of course CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, local news source for Flora and Burlington and Camden, that area up in Carroll County. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC Trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch, we stick it where the sun shines. And Marchand is also our small business spotlight sponsor as well. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Vierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big deals, save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. The number to call to if we want to hear about your New Year's resolutions, we want to hear about your holiday, how everything went, and anything else you'd like to talk about, it's 765-659-3338. You can call in and give us a buzz. And so, Chick, we have a caller.
Yeah, John's back on the line. He wants to make a comment.
Okay.
I just wanted to give you guys a shout-out to whoever donated the $10,000. I thank them very much. And I'm not used to giving thank yous, but I just wanted to say thank you for, you know, the donation.
Yeah, that was the city of Frankfort that's going to set aside $10,000. So, to hopefully keep things going for a while until they can, maybe Jamie and her crew can get some more funding pulled in.
I just wondered if we could have a competition going on. I wonder if anybody could match the city for theirs.
Oh, I don't know whether that would happen, but, you know, hey.
We could try.
Yeah, that's right. You can throw the challenge out there and see what happens.
You know, if the city's throwing it at $10,000, I wonder if the county would match them.
I don't know. That's a good question.
We could throw it out there and see if you can lead the horse to the water, but you can't make him drink it.
That's true.
That's true. It all depends on budget, too, and how things are going.
Right,
So.
But I just wanted to, I'm not, Liz, you know me, I'm not used to giving out the boys, but I wanted to thank you guys. Thank the city for, you know, donating.
Well, thank you, John. And, we thank them as well.
All right, you ladies have a good day.
You too. Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
All right.
That is cool. I mean, yeah, John does not give out compliments very often. So,
no, he doesn't. Our guest today is supposed to be the Clinton County Fair Council, and I've been able to talk to Jamie a little bit. He was going to check and see if there was somebody that could call in. I think he's working this morning.
He is. He's over at the fire station.
And I don't know. Are the schools back in session yet?
No.
Okay. That's why I wasn't sure when they went back.
I think Frankfort goes back the end of this week.
Like
and then
Thursday,
I think the
Friday kind of thing.
And then I think the rest of the schools don't go back until next week, Monday or so.
Okay. So they have the majority of the week off here.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah. I know my grandson, but he does K-12, so he goes back. I think Friday is his first day.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right. So again, just kind of keep your eyes out on the roads for the kids.
Yeah, you're going to see them. You're going to see them out. They're going to be out and about, and the weather's not going to be too bad. We're talking, you know, 40s, high 30s, maybe low 40s, and cloudy. I mean, come on, let's get some sunshine at some point in time.
It is not the season for that, Mel.
I know. And that's the thing. It sucks. You get through the holiday.
That's what I said. This is going into the worst, my least favorite part of the year
here. Exactly. January, I don't know why it is. Why does January have to be so freaking depressing?
I don't know.
When you walk outside, it's gray, it's yucky.
Because you come off such fun holidays, I think, and people get together, and it's kind of a great time of the year, and then it's cloudy and cold and kind of a bummer. So.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the things... you think about this time of the year is having your car in good shape just in case, you know, we do get some snow. And I do try this time of the year not to let my fuel get too low in my car as well.
Right.
Again,
yeah.
Just in case
something
would happen. It's been a while since I've had to worry about going off the road in the snow, but in case that does happen to us. But it turns out most of us know very little about our cars. I was surprised about some of this.
Yeah, but you and I grew up in the country and we grew up on farms, so it's a little different.
It is. And that's maybe why I was so surprised by this. I think we take it for granted. And even in our ag class, I don't know if you guys did this in your ag class, but they even brought a vehicle in one day and we went around the vehicle, how you change a tire, where you would find, you know, everything to do that on the vehicle and went through the process. I'm sure they don't do that anymore.
I did not have that, but I took in the ag classes that I took, which was very unpopular because girls weren't in ag. You know, there was just a handful of us, but I took all the science classes,
okay.
You know, plant soils and animal science and all that.
Well, there were lots of girls in our ag classes.
Yeah,
by then they had
girls in FFA and everything else.
Yes.
When I was there, they didn't.
Well, it turns out one in four of us actually feel burdened by our car.
Well, I may be burdened by my car anyway because it's 20 freaking years old. So
I'm right there with you. There are some things that need to be. There's a light that just does not want to go off. And it reminds me frequently. And I just say, come on, let's just be friends for a little while longer.
Yeah, I get it.
68% of cars currently have at least one thing wrong with them. 68%. I'm not surprised by
that. Mechanically? Or?
It just says have at least one thing wrong with them.
Yeah.
Oh, and mine's I believe that. Because a good Chevy, well, it'll drive with the light on for 20 years.
Yeah. I don't know. I got to admit, I do not have any lights on my car.
I have one that comes on periodically.
Yeah, I have
my engine light comes on period, and then it goes off. Yeah. So it's like, do I worry about it? And then it will go off like for a long time. It's not like it just goes off and comes back on the next day. It will go off for a long time.
I'm knocking on some wood before I jinx myself.
And I get it serviced regularly. So
yeah,
I do too. Feel like it's just a sensor or something because knock on wood.
Yeah.
36% don't know the first thing about fixing a flat tire.
That I believe that.
I do too.
I believe that.
And here's the thing that I get. Even though I know how to do it, at this point in my life, I have no desire to do it. And I'm not sure that I could get under a vehicle, get the tire down anymore, and do it all by myself.
Yeah.
Just as I've aged, you know?
Well, mine's 20 years old, and the tire thing underneath, the cable finally rusted out.
Yes, we had that on another vehicle.
So I had to take, you know, my tire is no longer underneath the car. So I don't even have a spare in my vehicle. One of the boys is going to have to bring it to me. So I guess in a way, I don't have to worry about it because the boys will bring the tire to me and they'll change it.
But, and you know. I try not to because I try not to get out of town.
But I check
too
my
far
tires.
From town. I do too.
Yeah, I check my tires often.
And like I say, I get my car serviced, you know, regularly. But still, 36% don't know the first thing about fixing a flat tire.
I believe that. I do believe that. And I remember... not when I was in school. They didn't teach us when I was in school, but when my kids were in school, my kids had to learn that. They actually learned that. They taught them how to do that too. When they did driver's ed and everything, they had to learn how to change tires and all of that stuff. Now, I didn't get that, but part of that could have been my driver's ed teacher at the time.
Sure.
But, you know.
Yeah. A third are not confident they could jumpstart a car should the situation arise. I believe that.
I believe that too.
And I will say the automakers in some cases are not making it any easier by the way they're doing the batteries
on
some
the
vehicles.
The way their freaking cars are designed now, you're lucky you can find anything to connect it.
Exactly.
A jumper cable
it
too.
Yes, on some vehicles, and they've covered the battery and sometimes getting the plastic little hooks undone. I mean, sometimes.
Well, and even some of these engines have full shields over them, and you can't find jack.
Well, and I couldn't get the clip off one day.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, but I do carry jumper cables in my vehicle.
Yeah, I do too.
But again, it's sometimes getting them on the battery appropriately.
Yeah.
1 in 5 say using an air pressure gauge to check tire pressure is confusing.
Now that to me is just sad.
It's either on the door of your car or somewhere in your manual. It will tell you what your tire pressure should be.
Yeah.
Or what they suggest it be.
Yeah, but it's on your tire.
It's on the tire.
It's actually on the side of your tire.
Yes.
So,
but a lot of people maybe don't know that that's on the side of
their
tire.
So there you go. That's something you need to be asking when you go and you buy tires. You know, where's the information? What's my air pressure supposed to stay at?
Over half, 54% to be exact, feel intimidated when dealing with a car mechanic.
Oh, no.
Then you have the wrong mechanic.
Yeah.
They should be a doctor to your vehicle and be able to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing. It's hard to find a good mechanic, too,
and
isn't it?
Yeah, and it's your vehicle, so therefore they should not be intimidating
to you.
That's my point. You should be intimidating to them.
Yes. You know. Well, you shouldn't be.
You shouldn't,
there shouldn't
should
be
have
no
to
intimidation
be.
At all.
Yeah,
but,
you shouldn't have to be, but you know what I mean.
And especially for women, I'm not mm-hmm. trying to, you know, badmouth anybody,
no.
but women, because we maybe don't know parts, or, hey, that little thing's making a noise and I can't mm-hmm. tell you what that thing is.
I mean, hey, I got brothers like that, please.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
For anybody. It doesn't have to be a woman.
Ask around before you take your car just
sure.
anywhere to
research
find.
It.
Yes, research that like anything
you
else.
Can,
now,
yeah.
I think it's hard, and I don't mean this badly, I do think it's hard to find a good auto salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the best of those I had was a woman, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It's hard to find a good salesperson
yeah.
as well. And then when you find one, you stick with them as well.
Well, and as far as the mechanics go, if you're not sure, get a couple of...
And we're having to deal with mechanics more because the price of cars have gotten so crazy that instead of buying new cars, a lot of people instead have resorted to
yeah.
getting things fixed. Where I'm in that boat, you're in that boat.
Who wants to take a mortgage out on a car?
That's exactly
I mean, come
right.
on. I mean, I was looking at the prices of trucks here the other day. Mm-hmm. A brand new truck. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
You can buy a house for that.
It's crazy.
It is. It's ridiculous.
70% are extremely confident they could add washer fluid to their car.
Oh, I would hope so. I would hope they'd know the right, because my big fear is you'd be putting it in the wrong place.
70% are extremely confident they could add washer fluid to their car. That should be one of the easiest things to do.
Yeah.
And check the oil should be an easy thing to mm-hmm. do. But again, if you or people that live in the city and take cabs regularly or have other public
right.
transportation,
I mean, I
probably
get it.
Haven't had to do these things.
Nope. No, or if they've not been taught.
That's just
I
it.
Mean, I got taught, even before I had driver's ed, I got taught by my dad and my brothers. I mean, I learned all that. So by the time I was 10, I could check the oil. You know, I had to step on a step ladder or step stool
oh,
or
sure.
something in order to reach it, but I could check the oil at cars and stuff.
48% are extremely confident they could replace their windshield wipers. Now, I am 100% I'm confident because this is what I do. I pull into the store down there. Mm-hmm. I go in and I say, I need these. Yeah. Can you put them on for me? And they do it right
putting,
there.
I hate putting
I do
wipers
too.
On.
I
have done it. I have done it, but I hate
I
doing it.
I have done it,
so.
But I'm with you, especially when the service
yep.
now, they make it so easy for you.
I
just pull in down there and I pick my windshield wipers and I
That's
say,
what,
can you throw them on? And they're
Larry,
like, yep.
Larry was driving and we stopped and had somebody else put wipers on. Because he didn't want to mess with it either. I'm telling you, wipers, I don't like dealing with wipers. We are talking about winter car care, 765-659-3338. And, you know, if you have questions about that, I mean, we might be able to field it. Or if you just want to talk about an experience that you've had during the winter with your car, give us a call. And we'd like to hear what you've got to say on the subject. Now, as far as I'm concerned, being out in the country and everything, being out in the country a lot during the winter, you know, talking about car care and everything. Yeah, I always check my tires. In fact, I told Larry yesterday that the front end looked like it was a little low, so checking the tires today to make sure they.
Yeah, this time of
air
year
pressure
the temperatures.
Yeah, the up and down and everything else.
Yeah, that doesn't help the tire pressure, and so you do need to get your tire pressures checked. And
yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to do that today along with a couple other things. But I also keep, like, a blanket and that
I
kind of
too.
Stuff in my car.
I keep a blanket, a candle, a flashlight. I keep a pair mm-hmm. of scissors. I have a sweatshirt. I do keep extra things in my car.
Yeah, I do.
Just in case. And then I usually keep a little container of peanut butter. And I know that's really weird because I don't live out someplace in, like, Montana where we get feet of snow
have,
or the Dakotas.
Like, I don't like peanut butter, but I have the granola bars and that
yeah,
kind of
sure.
stuff. Yeah,
yeah, something that will last in
yeah.
there that I don't have to change out regularly.
And anybody who knows me, and if you've seen the back end of my car, I have this nice tote mm-hmm. that has handles on it, and it's got everything in it, even hand sanitizer, wipe,
yep.
you know, Clorox wipes, all that stuff. And all I do is change out what's in that tote.
Mm-hmm.
For the different seasons.
Sure.
So, yeah. I mean,
I keep it all year. I drag it with me wherever I go.
I use it for fair and all of that
sure.
kind of stuff.
John's
so.
On the line again.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, ladies. You guys got me on a roll with
oh,
the,
geez.
The car
Uh-oh.
Sales.
Uh-oh.
So, there's a gentleman, God rest his soul, Mick Click.
Mm-hmm.
He taught me one thing about the younger generation. If you got two things on the car, a motor and the radio. Why does the young kids always get in the vehicle and turn the radio on instead of listen to the motor? Have you guys noticed that?
I haven't, but again, that's because we live out in the country, I think, and I don't know. My kids,
My kids and my grandson, everybody's been taught to you listen to the motor first. And
when they get on the lawnmower, they check the oil first. They check it over first.
Everything gets checked out before it gets turned on.
So, but I can see where...
In town.
Yes, I can see again where that would be. Or if it's somebody that doesn't, you know, if their parents take care of their car maintenance for them, I can see where that wouldn't, that would apply. So,
well, I personally went to a car lot. And I had a young child. He was in his, I would say, 25. He was giving me a sell pitch about the vehicle. And he instantly turned the radio on and he said, "Look, the radio even loud." I'm going, is it louder than the motor? Or is it which one's louder, the motor or the radio? Is that why you're turning the radio up where I can't hear the motor? he didn't know what to say.
I believe that. You know, maybe his priorities are a little different. So,
but I noticed that young kids, if you're going down the road, you hear a boom, 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 boom.
That you can. Yes, you can, especially in the summer months.
I've seen some wannabes have theirs turned up that way, too. So.
I'm to that point in life where if it's too loud for some reason, I can't drive. I reach up and turn it down now.
90% of the time, I don't even have it on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I do
that all the time.
Yeah.
I have that all the time. Mm. Yeah. I don't even listen. The only radio station I listen now is 1570 in the morning. And then, you know, during the day, I'll have the very low where I can hit. People don't realize when you have that radio on the low, it keens your ears to a lot of things and everything, and it exercises your ears.
Sure, good background noise.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I get what you're saying. You have to concentrate to hear it because you've got it down low and it makes you more aware.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the young generation ain't got that concept yet. But once again, I know you guys don't want to hear this and the general public don't want to hear it. It falls back on the parents. How they taught the children about the radios and the car and everything. But you two ladies sound like you guys have done a good job teaching your kids to listen to that motor, not the radio.
Well,
I don't know whether we did such a good job or not. It's just the idea that that's the way we were raised.
I think they knew that if they didn't check everything out first and then something happened, they wouldn't get in trouble, but certainly they would have to answer some questions. Well, why didn't you do that or whatever? So
yeah.
Well, God rest my parents. They said, well, if you wasn't listening to that radio, you would have listened to that motor, and you would have got stranded. So now figure out how you get back to the house.
Yep, I agree.
Well, I hope you guys don't get on another topic that I know about.
All right, we'll steer clear. How's that?
Awesome.
All right,
thank
you.
You guys have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye. I do like that. You know, figure out how you're going to get home. Mm-hmm. That happens to a lot of us now. Actually, now if, like I said, knock on wood, I don't jinx myself, but now if I have an issue with my vehicle, thank goodness I have my son on speed dial. I think there's days when he wishes he could shut his phone off, but now that his dad and I are getting up in age, he keeps his phone on. So we have a caller on line two.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing real good. I just wanted to call in and wish you guys a great 2024 year. I hope everything goes great.
Oh, thank you. We hope the same for you. How was your holiday?
It's as you get older, the holidays is good. I like it for the children.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as far as I think everything will change when the sun comes out.
Yeah, I agree. It helps. It definitely
everything's
helps.
Everything's so much better when the sun's shining. The person feels better.
Well, you need that vitamin D. So, I mean, hopefully people, and that's something I guess we ought to bring up, you know, when it's cloudy and like this right now, that people need to be checking their vitamin D levels, because it does mess with you if those get low.
Yes. Hey, have either one of you watched the movie The Greatest Showman?
Yes.
I have not. Yes. I've been wanting to see that. I hear it's really good.
It is fantastic.
You need to watch it for the music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I heard it was good.
It is,
the
yeah.
music, when you watch a movie like The Greatest Showman,
mm-hmm.
that's how radio has been the same my whole 73 years that I lived through life. It hasn't changed any.
Isn't it nice to know there's a constant?
I want to see it change a little bit.
Why?
They could take so much out of The Greatest Showman and add it to the radio.
Okay, well, I'll watch it then.
Change things. You know what I'm saying? It's just a great, 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 one of the better movies I've ever seen in my life. I watched it four times already.
For a modern movie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
to bring back the
musical,
the
yes, I agree.
And the songs are so great.
Well, you don't want to hear me sing, I can assure you of that, Carl.
Well, it doesn't matter. If that's what makes you happy, sing.
It's not
sing,
good.
Sing, sing, you know?
It's not good. Now, did you make a New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution is I'm hoping my wife cooks more instead of going out all the time. I get so sick of going out and eat.
A good cook then?
She's a good cook, but she's like me. As you get older, don't ask me why, but food tastes different than mm-hmm. it did 20 years ago. I crave green beans and cornbread. Don't want no ham in it. Don't want no potatoes. I just want green beans and cornbread.
Really?
And I can eat that four or five times a week. Don't ask me why, but there's just something about it that it's, eat a lot of ice cream and a lot of pie, you know.
I think it's hard to cook for two.
And I'm still trying to figure out how in the heck you stay a stick.
Yeah, you're skinny.
Well, it's just, last night, I had two cheeseburgers, she fixed me. And then I had a great big bowl of ice cream with hot fudge. Hershey's hot fudge on it, you know?
Yeah, that sounds
and
good.
I do that. I eat that about every night, though. There's probably not a night before I go to bed I don't have a bowl of ice cream.
I aspire to be like that.
So I got a question for you. Before ice cream started coming in tubs and stuff, when it was in the paper carton?
Yes.
Did you just open up the whole carton and then just slice it?
Remember that? Well, it wasn't very much ice cream in there, Melissa. It was about it seemed to me like it was about 4 inches wide, 4 inches deep, and about 8-9 inches long.
Yeah.
And it was from Glover's, and it was strawberry, vanilla, and chocolate.
Yep.
Just
the half,
cut it off.
That
you
would,
remember that?
Yeah, that'd be the half-gallon brick, yeah.
Yeah, I really like that.
Uh-huh.
I really like that.
Yeah, well, at my house growing up, that's what my dad did. He would just open up, we'd have the gallon,
mm-hmm.
uh-huh.
and he would open up the paper carton to where it was laying flat on the cutting board, and he just took
it.
A knife, and he would slice it.
Mm-hmm.
And we would always argue that his slice was a lot bigger than ours.
I bet it was.
Yeah, it was. It was like half the gallon carton, and then we, the four of us, had to share the other half. So, yeah.
I don't think they make that anymore.
Every once in a while, I will see a paper carton, but not very often.
Now, Carl, were you listening that day when we tried the pickle ice cream here on Party Line? We tried pickle and kettle corn, right?
Kettle corn, yeah, that was the other one. Mm-hmm.
Have you tried any of those crazy flavors?
Oh, no, it's got to be chocolate and preferably hot fudge.
Okay. Chocolate with hot fudge, I love it.
Oh, yes.
Have you tried Belgian chocolate yet?
No, I drink. I eat Hershey's. I like Hershey's chocolate.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm
but
I'm crazy about Hershey's chocolate.
If you see ice cream out there that says Belgian chocolate ice cream, you got to try it. Because you are a chocolate connoisseur like I am.
I eat a lot of chocolate.
Yeah.
I eat a lot of chocolate.
I know. I do, too.
I'll go through a bag of Milky Ways, but they're them little bitty miniature ones, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'll eat a bag of them at least once every 2 days.
Oh, my.
You know. Well, you lay in bed and I'm watching TV.
That's not fair. If I did that, I already struggle with my weight. I can't imagine eating all the ice cream, hot fudge, and then Milky Ways, which sounds like a dream come true to me, but...
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, you go through... Let me tell both of you. You go through life once.
Mm-hmm.
Only once. Enjoy it. Eat what you want to eat. Do what you want to do if you can. If you can. Hey, God bless
God bless you,
you,
Carl. Always good to hear from
you. Have a wonderful 2024.
You too. We love hearing from you. You take care. Love Carl.
I love Carl.
Yeah.
I meant to ask him today.
Thanks to everybody that called in. It's so much fun when we have
Carl
people call in.
I meant to ask Carl if he was heading on a cruise soon. Because he usually they
goes
take
on
cruises,
a cruise. Yeah. Thank you to everybody that called in today. We do appreciate it.
We enjoy it when you guys call in. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, hey, it's it makes... Really, it makes our life easier when you keep
calling.
Well,
the whole point of this is we want to hear from you.
Yeah.
So write the number down, 659-3338, and hopefully we'll hear from you this week as well.
Yep, exactly. So with that, I say we kind of close it out. What do you think?
Let's do it.
All righty. Everybody, thank you. This has been Party Line, and we'll see you tomorrow.